You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, in the world of video games, fighting games don't come much bigger than Mortal Kombat. The game has been around for more than 30 years, and they've just released their latest game, Mortal Kombat 1. And would you believe it, it includes plenty of accessibility features to help blind and partially sighted people, as well as a range of people with other disabilities and accessibility needs to play the game, which is always great to hear. And joining me now to talk a bit more about this is gamer, streamer, and games consultant, Rattlehead. Thanks for joining us. First off, do you want to just tell us a bit about yourself?
Hey, yeah. So thank you first and foremost for having me today. And basically, I've been a fighting game competitor since Mortal Kombat 2011. And I think where everything started, where we are now, is because 2011 is when I discovered the tournament scene, and I was intrigued about competing. And since then, of course, I've over the years, I met the team at NRS, NetherRealm Studios, down in Chicago, and sort of kind of put my name out there in terms of the competitive scene. And now here we are, consulting for Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah, we should just make this clear. You don't work for the Mortal Kombat developers, but you've just been consulting with them, and I guess trying to advocate and explain to them how the games can be made accessible. Does that kind of sum it up?
Pretty much. So essentially, yes. Obviously, we don't consult for free, right? So essentially, yeah, we were contracted to work at a specific time and dates, right, with them to kind of give feedback. I focus mainly on the fighting game, like the fighting game aspect of the game itself. That's when we talk about the sound cues and when we get to the specifics of the accessibility features. But yes, essentially that's what it is. We were contracted to work with them, we're obviously submitting feedback, but now just more like consultants out in the wild, right, with the rest of the players out there.
So for those who are not familiar with it, and just talk about the game in general. Like, what is Mortal Kombat all about, for those who don't know?
So the premise of Mortal Kombat, or just fighting games in general, like Street Fighter, Tekken, and all these different fighting games that are out there, essentially it's two characters on screen that are duking it out, beating each other up, in what they call a 2D platform, or essentially just left and right dimensions. These characters cannot move like away from the screen or towards the screen. They only move from left to right. But there are particular things that happen between these fights. But certain buttons are assigned to each attack, whether you have buttons for punches, button for kicks. And Mortal Kombat has a unique mechanic, which is a unique button for blocking. The rest of the fighting game genre, basically, you'd basically hold back depending on which direction you're facing to block your upcoming attacks. So, but Mortal Kombat is one of those things that it does its own thing. And essentially, that's what Mortal Kombat is. It's a fighting game, two characters duking it out. And of course, one of the things that distinguishes Mortal Kombat from everybody else, I think, is it's the over-the-top violence that it comes with, fatalities and brutalities and all these finishing moves that it has. Whereas other fighting games don't necessarily deal with that. And another thing that does distinguish Mortal Kombat, especially now under Warner Brothers, is having a story mode, a cinematic story mode, which, tells the story of these characters, why they're fighting, what are their factions, what are the reasoning as to why they face each other. You know, they even have intros now where they talk to each other based on their lore or, their character relationships and things like that. So that is essentially Mortal Kombat. It's a fighting game. You push buttons, and those buttons have certain properties to them. You can pretty much just play if you just want to do special moves. You do certain combinations of buttons, and characters will throw an ice ball, a spear, or a fireball, or a flying kick across the screen, things like that. So I think of it like playing chess, but at a high pace.
That's a good way to describe it. So coming on to Mortal Kombat 1 specifically, let's get on to the fun stuff. So what are some of the accessibility features that are introduced?
So fighting games in general tend to be sort of playable once you hear round one fight, right? Once you memorize the button sequences, the button combinations, and the different things of your game, especially modern games, because back then, obviously, sound design wasn't as robust as it is now. Back then, everything was in mono, whereas now everything is in stereo, thank goodness. And so a lot of the times is you already can tell based on your position on screen. If you're familiar with how audio works, you can understand how there's a stereo panning. So if my character is facing from left to right, their sounds, their grunts, or their fighting sounds are coming from one side versus the right opponent who's on the right side, and you can hear the sounds from there. And the sounds sort of they basically follow the action on screen, where if I can there's a character that teleports from left to right, that there's you know that their sounds will transfer from one side to the other according to their position on screen and things like that. So one of the things that was very crucial to make a fighting game accessible, right, rather than just being playable by accident or memorizing menus or memorizing where your character is located on screen if you want to pick them, one of the biggest things that was pushed for this time around was to have a screen reader. Now, those who are blind and visually impaired are very familiar with what that is, right? So essentially, the game offers the ability to go through the menus. You know, when the main screen of the game pops up, you know there's campaign, versus mode, customization, learn where you can practice your character. Even in the character select screen, you can browse through the characters and sort of, you can hear which character is your cursor lays on, and things. And because it's a fighting game, one of the things that was pushed for as well is to read the pause menu. When you go into practice mode, you can pause and read the moves list, how do you perform them, what buttons you got to push for them, and everything. So that is one of the main things. The other things, so Mortal Kombat, it prides itself on showing off a lot of cinematic sequences. And a lot of the times it's against story mode, or in during fights, you have these things called fatal blows, which characters come in and do like this very like powerful moves. And it's, of course, it has, it's very violent. And everything, of course, fatalities. So what they did is they added audio descriptions, which has never been done in a fighting game. They added descriptions to the cinematic sequences during fights, as well as the entire story mode with the campaign, which basically tells the stories of of the game, the characters, and everything. And it has full audio description. And there's more. So there's a lot of sound cues that help you throughout your fights, throughout the games and everything like that.
And is all of this available? So you mentioned the screen reader, the audio description, and the sound cues and everything. Is this all accessible from the start? Like, is there a way of turning it on? Like, do you need sighted help to get it set up, or can you just grab this and, enable these?
That's a very good question. As soon as you load up the game, you are going to be prompted if you want to go through the accessibility presets. So right away, if you're blind, especially, the screen reader itself will pop up and let you know would you like to enable screen reader. And once you do, then just follow the rest of the prompts, to set up everything else. And it reads it all the way through. And once you do that, you log into the game and it just you take off from there. And what's great about that is that you can always go back to the settings menu and sort of adjust your own customized settings that you prefer for yourself. So you can go into the settings afterwards, turn down the music, or maybe you don't necessarily need all of those extra sound cues that the game gives you. So you can maybe turn a few of them off, or if you want, just turn all of them on, So yes, from the get-go, you're able to set these up as soon as you load up the game.
Amazing. If people are hearing this and they want to give the new Mortal Kombat a go, where can they find that? What platforms can they get that on?
So Mortal Kombat 1 is available for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, the Nintendo Switch, and for PC.
Well, there you go. Gamer, streamer, and games consultant Rattlehead. Thanks for joining us here on Connect Radio.
Likewise, and thank you for having me.